your thoughts?
Oh, what a class. That's, you know, there's always some ones that nobody's really a surprise, but it's just you kind of get in your mind who you think might go in. And when I saw some of the, you know, names like Waddell and Bobby, you know, to me, I felt Buddy was going to go in. You know, working up in the booth with Mike Joy, you always hear some of the you know, behind the scenes of what goes on in some of the conversations in the voting process, and I know that there's been a big push, you know, for Buddy. So I felt like that would probably happen. But yeah, you know, I was so worried. Bobby Labonte, I raced against him. I know what a great competitor he is or was, and you know, with an Xfinity Championship and a Cup Championship, I was just concerned that was going to get overlooked. So you know, that's awesome that he's in there. And then, you know, Waddell, when you start to look at the stats of what he's contributed to the sport beyond just being a crew chief, it's great. So certainly he deserves to be in there. Of course, Tony was a lock, so not really surprised in that.
Kind of a Gibbs sweep, though.
And then Joe, you know, I mean, gosh, the guy's contributed so much. He's done so much. You know, and I know how passionate he is about the sport. So that's pretty impressive to be in the NFL Hall of Fame and the NASCAR Hall of Fame.
You kind of opened the door for Tony to come into NASCAR. You went into the Hall of Fame last year. He follows you into the Hall of Fame this year. A little bit of symmetry there?
You know, there's kind of always been that. I mean, when I was getting out of the USAC ranks, you know, that's when his USAC career really took off. I'd heard about Tony prior to that. And then, you know, it wasn't long before he was coming into NASCAR and we were competing against one another. And, you know, then I retired, he retired. So it's only fitting that he goes into the Hall of Fame also. And, I mean, the numbers speak for itself. But you know, Tony and what he continues to do is, I think we all knew that was a lock. But I must say that the link between Gibbs and Tony and Bobby, you know, I wasn't sure how the voters were gonna look at it, but I certainly look at it now. Of obviously, one wouldn't have happened possibly without the other. Even though Tony won a championship at Stuart Haas, you know, to do what he to get his break at the highest level with Joe Gibbs, to, you know, for and the same for Bobby to get his championship there, says a lot about Joe, and probably Joe will say the same about those guys. Well, I mean, what is there? You can't. That's not already been said about Tony. I mean, you know, 3 championships, you know, nearly 50 wins, you know, and it wasn't just that too. You know, it was the way he did it. You know, the way he was with the fans and the media, what he's still doing today, driving dirt tracks. I mean, that guy, if there's ever a modern day AJ Foyt, that to me is Tony.
What's your favorite Tony Stewart memory of you two over the years?
Well, our my fondest memories are not good ones. you know, it's funny how Tony and I, since we've stepped away from the sport, have had some really great moments of just talking about our careers, talking about the sport in a way that we never really could while we were competing against one another. So I've really enjoyed some of those moments. But, yeah, Watkins Glen and Bristol definitely stand out of days that he and I went head-to-head and had to go to battle on and off the track and going to the NASCAR hauler. So, unfortunately, those are the memories I have the most, you know, besides me and him battling for some wins.
You also have Indy in 2016, too, when you guys did a lap together when you were driving the 88.
And that was very special. And that goes to show you, you know, how things evolve, right? Because when he first came in to the Cup level, then he looked at me as a, you know, fierce competitor, just like I looked at him as a fierce competitor. I just wanted to win and beat him, and he wanted to do the same. And sometimes our you know, we butted heads doing that. But we always had tremendous respect for one another. So in his final year, me working for Fox, calling some of those races, it meant a lot to me to watch him and see him, you know, run his last year. I didn't know I was going to run, in that race. But Indiana meant so much to both of us, even though he's, truly from there, and I was kind of adopted by Indiana. But the short tracks and midgets and sprint cars and that speedway, I think we both had this common respect of what it meant to us. So that day, it being his final Brickyard, I when I heard that he wanted me to make that lap with him, I was truly honored.
Is those two Bristol and Watkins Glen, those are the only two times you want to go Clint Bowyer on him or anything?
Yeah, well, I think at Bristol he wanted to go Clint Bowyer on me. At Watkins Glen, I wanted to go Clint Bowyer on him. But I was smart enough to know not to go there with Tony, because he would have won that battle.
Thanks,
kept that on the track.
Thanks,
yep. Thank you. Appreciate it.